Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Those Darn Guys Who Happen to Be Therapists. I'm psychologist and e-therapist, Dr. Jim Weaver, along with psychotherapist Hughes Kraft. Couples therapist David Sanford will not be with us this morning. He's had some prior commitments. And Hughes and I will be boldly going out into the podosphere once again where no therapists have gone before. Or failing that, hopefully putting the fun back in dysfunctional and bringing some insights into the issues of life, love, and the search for a decent relationship. And we will be joined once again toward the end of the show by psychologist Dr. Mark Kiefner, clinical director of Bayside Neurorehabilitation Services, with some cutting-edge research called A Minute on the Mind. So here we are in 2010, a new century. This is actually the first show of 2010. So we started in January of 2009, so it's our one-year anniversary. And I'm stalling here a little bit because I can't get Hughes's microphone open, but I will be doing that as soon as I can. Let me review a little bit the shows we had last year. Today's topic is looking back and looking forward. Let's look back at our shows over the last year. We did 45 shows, and the most popular show from last year was Stephanie Ring talking about creativity, and we had more listeners, more downloads of that show than any other show by far, by a factor of three or four. So if you missed that show, that would be a good one to check into because it's been very popular. And you can do that by going to the show page at darnguys.com and looking in the archives, Stephanie's show was in March, and listening to that podcast on demand. Stephanie, as you may know or may remember, or if you don't know, is an internationally acclaimed artist and has exhibited and lectured all over the world. So it's a very, very fascinating guest. And the second most popular show was Joe Melnick talking about his DVD on couples therapy. And that was the second most listened to show. And you might want to check that out. You might want to check that out in his website. So that's been quite popular, and I think his DVD program that you can buy online, etc., is available there online. So that's Joe Melnick, and I'm blocking on the name of the website for him, but maybe you can pick that up. So looking back on 2009, we, as I said, did 45 shows and had myself and Hughes Kraft and David Sanford doing a number of shows. We've had some interesting guests. As I say, the most popular of those are Stephanie and Joe. And still having trouble getting my switchboard up so I can bring Hughes in. Podcast is originating from Portland, Maine today. Beautiful, sunny day here after a weekend of snow. So it's winter wonderland and looking quite nice. Not sure where you're tuning in from. Your weather may be different, but it's a nice day here. Trying to get my switchboard up. I'm not sure what's happening. Had a few technical difficulties here. Not a good way to start out the new year in 2010. Hughes, sorry if you're listening in there and frustrated that you can't jump in here, but we'll continue to keep plugging along, looking for that switchboard to come up. The least popular shows for the Darn Guys over the last year. One was putting romance back into your relationship. And that's disappointing. I thought that would be a more popular topic and more interesting topic, but that was one of the least popular ones. So we're going to be having a lot of guests coming up in the new year. January 25th, we'll be having Cedric Spire and Michelle Manny on e-therapy, especially in EAP. They have an EAP program that relies on or is totally dependent on e-therapy, which is email exchanges. And they've done quite a bit of data collection on that in terms of its popularity and how effective it is and so forth. So I think that will be a very exciting show. Hopefully we're gonna be scheduling Deanna Mertz-Nagel on online therapy. She has a robust practice in terms of that. We're going to be doing some things on veterans, working with veterans. And I now have Hughes on the line. Hello, Hughes.
Hello, Jim. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Yeah.
Excellent.
Can you hear me? Yeah,
I can hear you.
Did you hear me struggling there to do this on my
great.
Own for a while?
Yeah, that's great.
Good.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
It can be stressful trying to do a show. And I did. I did. It's good. It's good to get back to a little bit of a routine too. Big chunk of time off, which I had. A lot of change, a lot of chaos, a lot of traveling around, but it's good to get back to a little bit of insanity.
Right.
So you were doing a great job on there. I know it can be a little bit stressful trying to do a show and also doing the technology, so you can do it well. So I'm glad to be on the show.
Thanks.
So good morning.
Thanks a lot. Good morning. So do you have any thoughts or highlights for you over the last year? As we look back on 2009?
It was great to be part of the show. When you talked about how to renew couples work or refresh a relationship, and that was our least listened to show, kind of made me a little bit sad as well. I think part of our effort is to bring some love and life and some ideas into the couples world of couples. So I'm more committed to kind of maybe making, more shows around couples and maybe getting some callers in to tell us what some of their needs are and what they like to hear and talk about would be helpful too. So I'm just putting that out there as an intention for the new year for our show is to get some more callers into the show as a way of making it more of a dialogue. And I'm looking forward to having some more guests on the show too because I think that in the past has proven to be a good listen for a lot of folks.
Yeah, it's good to have some new and different perspectives from people. So hopefully will be something we can bring to people over the next year. Another person we're going to have on is Donna DeMuth talking about couples therapy. She's John Gottman and his system of couples therapy. So, and she did in-service for us here at Psychological Educational Services, and it was really quite quite helpful and quite well received. So we'll be having we'll have Bill Harrison here talking about anxiety over the next year. So we should have some good and interesting guests. I tell you, the technology is driving me crazy here, I think it's partly due to my computer. I think it's pretty slow. I think I've got to get a colonoscopy for it or something.
Part of your New Year's resolution to upgrade your computer.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, at least to get it serviced here, so it goes faster. We'll see if we can't get this going a little smoother over time.
You know who else we need to have on the show full time? Sometime later in the year is A Minute on the Mind with Dr. Mark Kiefer. We're always left wanting more at the end of the hour from him.
Exactly.
And he always brings us such an interesting perspective, and to have him for a half hour to kind of flush out some of the stuff that he tickles us with in his end of the half hour show would be great. So I'll put him on the list.
Okay, great. He should be with us at the end of this show, and we'll have him talking about what to do for the next year and what's been some of the highlights for him over the last year. Over the last year, we've had a number of guests, and those have been the most popular shows when we've had guests. I think partly because they get people that they know to call in and so forth. But the most popular shows with just us guys I'm looking that up right now, finally getting the computer to run here. One very popular show of ours was emptiness and boredom in relationships. Now, here's an interesting contrast. You know, emptiness and boredom in relationships would probably be mitigated if you thought about how to put more romance back in your relationship. So, if you were one of the ones that tuned in about boredom and so forth, you might now tune in to the show, download the one or listen to the one on demand about romance. One of the other most listened to shows with just us guys and no guests was sex and intimacy in relationships, and that makes sense. I think people think a lot about sex and intimacy, and it's an interesting and important subject to them. So that's one. Another one of our very popular shows last year was trauma and transformation, and I think people hopefully are looking into this for some help with some important and serious issues. So we're glad to be able to provide some information on that as well. Another very popular show of ours with just the darn guys was Who Should Divorce? So I think a lot of people struggling in their relationships, and hopefully this is a place where you can get some some ideas or some places to look to get some help with with your relationship. If you're considering divorce, maybe there's an option.
Jim, I'm wondering if we have to use the word sex more in our topics, so we'll have more listeners. It sounds like a hot show.
Excellent suggestion. Excellent suggestion. I'll keep that in mind.
Sex and anger, sex and intimacy, sex and couples, sex and communication skills, you know.
Right.
Anyway.
You know, another one of our least popular shows, and this comes as kind of a surprise to me, was money and relationships. I think that's a huge topic for couples. It's supposed to be one of the topics that couples have the most difficulty with, and the most stress, and the most discord about. And I would have thought that people would be looking to get some help with that. So I was surprised that was one of our least popular shows.
That's interesting. Yeah, I wonder if it's just an uncomfortable topic for people, and they kind of have a hard time tuning in for that. I don't know. Maybe part of this, we need to go back and revisit it. So I'm all for putting it back on the table if we need to.
Right. Going back onto a more positive note in terms of our most popular shows. The third most popular show was Tunde Schwartz, a Pilates expert, talking about Pilates. And I think a lot of people tuned in because of of her previous career as a Victoria's Secret model. So, but she had a lot of good things to say about Pilates. And as I said on that show, I'm a real devotee of Pilates, and I think it's done a lot for me, and I really have appreciated being able to get into that system and that program. Again, looking ahead, we'll be having a number of guests. Hopefully we'll be having. I haven't talked to Martha Berry yet. Somebody told her that we had been considering her as a guest. She was surprised that she hadn't heard from me. So we'll see if we can get her to be with us on the schedule. So we'll be talking about shyness. We'll be talking about narcissism. A lot of good topics. And by the way, give us your ideas. I think you brought this up earlier, Hughes. Give us your ideas in terms of what you would like as a topic. What would be important to you over the next year? So we'll be looking forward. We're going to try to make the show more technically smooth and. David is just about, David Sanford, our other darn guy, is just about to go down to Mexico. And last year when he was down in Mexico, we couldn't find a way to have him be part of the show from Mexico. But he's optimistic that he's gotten a way to be with us on the show. So,
yeah, well, hopefully he won't get kidnapped like he did last year by the Bandicos and held hostage. Avoid that situation that he was in last year.
And you know how he got free, right? He just kept talking and talking, and finally they said, "Oh,
I'm a radio show.
The radio show
host. I need to get back to the radio." Don't have Jim and Hughes come down here and rescue you. You'll be sorry.
All right. So, David's been. Very conscientiously working on his book. He's getting very close to having that done, and and being that being published. So we're all excited about that, and we'll let you know all the details as that comes up.
Yeah.
Right. I don't see Mark on the switchboard. He maybe he hasn't gotten into the swing of things here on the new year, but hopefully he'll tune in with us in just a minute. But he's not here yet. So, Hughes, you and I will have to soldier on here.
We're just winging it today. This is good. This is good. Did you guys talk about New Year's last week?
I'm sorry?
Did you guys, last week I was out of contact, but did you talk about New Year's resolutions last week?
No, we didn't, because it was another technical glitch, so we didn't get a show up last week.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you know, I was in Toronto, and for some reason it just wasn't working from up there to get the show going, so... Glad we're rolling along here.
International problems.
That's right. So international from both borders will be, you know, I was in Canada for the last 2 weeks. David will be in Mexico. And you and me, buddy, we're just homebodies now. We'll just be hanging out here.
Hey, Portland's a great place to be. I can't think of any place else to be. It is wonderful.
That's
down
true. And, yeah, and Mark just got back, I think there were 3 weeks in China. So, I see Mark's here with us. Okay. Hello, Mark. Is that you, Mark? I'm sorry?
I hear a buzz.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Maybe this is a caller. Is this a caller? Hello, caller 799. Is this a caller? No, I guess they're just listening. And not wanting to talk, so it wasn't Mark. I thought that was Mark on the line. But hello and welcome, and if you want to join in, if you've got any questions or comments about this show or any show over the last year, any of the 45 shows, or anything that you want to suggest or ask about in terms of... Upcoming shows, any topics that would be of importance to you, let us know, and we'll be glad to see if we can accommodate. We want to be responsive to our listeners and put on what you want to hear. So let us know. So anything you're you're particularly wanting to have on the show this upcoming year, Hughes?
Fun.
Excellent. putting the fun back in dysfunctional.
I love that line. Yeah, I certainly believe that, you know, if we're not having fun, it's probably not worth it, or there's a line of health with humor
right.
is brought along in any serious topic, so... yeah, just have a little bit of fun along the way, too. I think we'll just kind of help the show move along. I love the idea of getting back to getting a rotation of guests coming in. And, you know, just kind of keep working towards streamlining the show and figuring out how to have three darn guys on here working well together. And at times, it's just going to be two of us. And it's all good. All good.
So we've got another caller. I think it might be Mark. Is it Mark?
It is Mark.
Hey, Mark. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you guys? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Mark.
Did you have good holidays?
Had a great holiday. All three of you guys there?
I know David actually had some other commitments. He's actually leaving for Mexico on Thursday, so he's got to get things shaped up for that. So it's just Hughes and I, and now you, buddy.
Oh, okay. Well, I... Go ahead.
No, I was going to say we're talking about looking forward and looking back, and didn't know if you had any highlights looking back or any lowlights or whatever.
I don't want to talk about the low points.
That's good.
I was looking at the website and thinking about this topic, and this topic always kind of reminds me of a book that I love, which I think I've mentioned before. It's called Time and the Art of Living by a guy named Robert Grudin, G-R-U-D-I-N. And he talks about in this book, it's not really a psychology book and it's not really a neuroscience book, but it's more of a philosophy book. But he talks about how our identity and our sense of ourselves can be tragically diminished if we aren't aware of our past and connected to it in this moment and not aware of our future and connected to it in this moment too. And that mm-hmm. awareness of both the past and the future kind of serves to buffer us from the low moments that we may be experiencing, and also serves to prevent us from getting perhaps over exuberant.
Right.
If we win that one good football bet.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, you had mentioned him before, and that's a good reminder because I haven't gotten that book, but it sounds fascinating, and I'm gonna put that back on my list, and this time I'm gonna follow through on it because it sounds fascinating. I think it's an interesting issue in terms of, you know, there's the issue of living in the now, but you've also got to have it connected. You know, you can't just have it live in the now totally.
Yeah, there's a relatively famous patient in neuroscience, a guy named HM, or whose initials were HM, who died this last year, and they've been doing that autopsy of his brain on the web, and it's kind of fascinating. But one of the things that really was tragic about his life is that he lived every moment in the now, and he had no kind of awareness of the future coming, and he had no awareness of the past. And
wow.
And while he didn't seem, by most accounts, unhappy, he also didn't seem happy.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't seem to have that kind of anticipation and that kind of glow that comes from being able to kind of look at your memories and think about, oh man, that was a great moment or great experience or great meal or a great kiss or whatever. So we'll go no further there. But but the other...
Yeah,
the other,
go ahead.
Go ahead. You go.
No, no, you go ahead. No, no, you. No, you.
No, you. Okay. Well, the other thing that I think this always kind of brings up and which I've been thinking about a little bit lately is... how human beings have a tendency to dichotomize as opposed to unify. And, you know, you can see that in our kind of current political situation. But it happens a lot for us at an individual level, too, that that we're not kind of aware of being both happy and unhappy at the same time, or we're not aware of being... both hungry but still sort of full, or we're not aware that that a relationship, we're aware that the relationship isn't quite working in the moment, but we sometimes aren't aware that it's not working in that moment, and it often works. So that sort of way that we can kind of move toward a kind of awareness of how things are unified as opposed to dichotomized, I think is a very interesting concept. And he talks about that a little bit in the book, too. So.
Hey, with my ability to look ahead, I see that we only have 30 seconds left in the show. So we've got to wrap up. Thanks, guys, for a good show. And we'll be on every Monday this coming year. So that's with my ability to look forward and my ability to look back. We have just about ended the show. So thanks, guys, and I'll see you next week.
All right. See you guys.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Happy New Year. Bye.
Happy New Year. And here's here's Megan Jo Wilson to take us away with a song I love, Take Me Away, Megan Jo Wilson.
When I take